Father Grillinger and Father Burkamp began on Tuesday. They arrived on Monday, started moving their stuff in, and so we went out for dinner on Monday evening. So they didn't know, but it was a little test. And so we took them out. My test was based on the menu, of course, for me. And so I listened. What would they order? That would determine what we'd be looking at for the next 5 to 10 years here. Bless the sacrament. So Father Burkamp, without hesitation, without any guidance from me, guess what he orders? Steak. Yes. Check. We got one. Okay, so Father Grellinger is not looking at the steak side. And I didn't say anything like, come on, we're going to have to keep it simple here, hamburgers. So he gets up and he says, I'll take the wild boar. That's right. That's right, my friends. We're in good shape. We're in good shape. Whose whisperings are you listening to? We're all listening to a whisper. We're all listening to a voice, and whether reflectively or unreflectively, we're operating from that voice. And so in the first reading and in the gospel, we hear about whispering. So what do we hear first about this whispering? We hear that there is whispering all around me, says Jeremiah. Every side, terror. These are whisperings of death. And so here's Jeremiah, you know, prophesying, giving a hard message, and everyone's turning against him, even his friends. And so there's all these voices. And what could he do? He could make a choice and listen to all of those voices that lead to a death spiral. But it's interesting. He's basically alone. He's shunned. And we hear him what? He calls on the name of the Lord to be with him. And he calls on the Lord, who is a mighty champion, who's going to deliver him. And then he immediately goes into giving thanks for the victory. Well, he doesn't even have the presence of, he hasn't even been making any progress against his enemies. And he's already what? Declaring that the Lord is with him. He's a mighty champion. And then he's giving thanks for the victory without anything happening yet. That's how great his confidence and hope are. So what would be probably if we had people on us and working against us, friends, family members, undermining us, challenging everything that we do, just temptations to all kinds of discouragement, we'd probably be listening to those whisperings, right? But he doesn't, because he's listening to another whispering. You have to listen to a whisper. There's no way around it. We have to listen to the voice, and we respond to that voice. In the gospel, we hear what? Jesus saying what? What I speak to you in the darkness, right? What you hear whispered to you. Who speaks to us in the darkness of prayer and faith? Who whispers to us in prayer, in silent prayer? The Lord Jesus. And so God has been, Jeremiah has been listening to God speak to him in the depths of his heart in prayer. And so when he's in the throes of all this cacophony of voices that are leading to a death spiral, he's grounded in a more powerful, the voice of a mighty champion. This isn't Jeremiah's challenge. This is a challenge for all of us. So we're surrounded by a cacophony of voices that are led by, you might say, death. That second reading from Romans, death through sin, death enter the world. So death is constantly speaking to us through the capital sins, because the capital sins are the voices of the evil one that lead us and speak to us into death. That is their goal, right? And so those voices within us of vanity, right? Come into my house. You'll be praised by all. Everybody will think well of you, right? The voice of pride, come into my house. You'll be the greatest. Oh, yes. Come into my house, says gluttony. You'll have every pleasure that you want, every satisfaction. Come into my house, says lust. The highest and greatest pleasures are for you. Come into my house, says sloth. You have to do nothing. Come into my house, says greed. You'll have everything that you want. Come into my house, says envy. You'll take down anyone who has more than you. These voices, whether we're reflecting on it or not, are operative within us and around us. They're speaking all over. And most of us, we're living somewhat of an unreflective life. And so we're living out of those voices, and we're living in those houses, and we don't even realize it. And St. Augustine says, once we go into those houses, we're held in bondage. We can't get out. So there's an attraction, something beautiful. What? And then we become a slave in that house. So what do we do? What do we do? We become aware of the reality that even in the midst of the bondage and the struggle and the cacophony of voices in a very noisy world, that the mighty conqueror is still whispering to us, speaking to us in darkness, the darkness of prayer and faith. And so how do we move forward? How do we begin to listen more to the whisperings of God, that in the midst of all kinds of struggle, whatever it might be, natural, from your job, from your family, body, psychological struggle, in the throes of that, if we're listening to the mighty champion in the darkness of prayer, we will come through victorious in the hardest of times. This is why the evil spirit is constant. What does he want us to do? Don't pray. Don't set aside time for prayer. Live an unreflective life. But then guess what? We're living from the voices of all of the vices that are calling us to live in their houses. This is why I'm so adamant on two things for living the spiritual life at the next level. Two things. Regular confession, the use of the sacrament of confession. Why? Because brothers and sisters, I don't care who you are, if you're the Pope, St. John Paul II, we give in to those voices every day. The just man sins 7 times a day. So if you don't recognize that in yourself, either you're ignorant or you're a liar, okay? That's all of us. Psalm 24, who can climb the mountain of the Lord? The man with what? Clean hands and pure heart. Who desires not worthless things? We're constantly doing that. All of us. Pointing myself too. And so the sacrament of confession, what puts us back onto the road. That's why I'm a huge promoter of monthly confession. And that's why I'm so thankful there's going to be 3 priests here at Blessed Sacrament. I've had a number of people in priests telling me, oh, you guys will be able to relax some now. You got an extra priest, right? Take it easy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to really take up golf. But no, you know what I'm thinking? No way, man. This is the time. Shakespeare says this, there is a tide in the affairs of man. When taken at the high tide, what? Leads on to fortune. There's a tide in the affairs of God. We are on such a wave right now. And so we're going to have more opportunity for the sacrament of confession. I'm excited to have 2 priests hearing confessions during Mass. This is what it takes to go to the next level in the spiritual life, because we cave in and we give in to the voices, the whisperings of the evil one through the vices. And the second component of this is prayer. We got to visit with Bishop Conley last night, and he was talking about how difficult it is in our day and age because of so many voices, so much media, so much busyness, so much noise, that it's difficult to hear the voice of God. And he was talking about perpetual adoration and how valuable that's become in our day and age, because it's like 1 hour every week that you can leave those voices behind and cultivate the soul to hear the whisperings of God. And that's why I say every parishioner an hour. of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. These are two pillars, essential pillars, to being what Jeremiah was, and even much more. Because you know what, my friends? God, that story is not just about Jeremiah. That story is for each one of us. That is what God is calling all of us to. So, there's an invitation here. An invitation of awareness of whose voice am I listening to? And if you're ready to make that commitment, to climb the mountain of the Lord, then we need to clean our hands and our heart by confessing those times we hand ourselves over to that voice and live in those other houses, those houses of vice. And we need to commit to spending time before the Lord in silence, to hear Him speak to us in the darkness, to hear Him speak to us in the darkness, in the silent whisper of prayer, so that in all things, my friends, we can come forth just like Jeremiah says, "The Lord is with me like a mighty champion."